You are listening to The Mystery of Salvation from the book The Gospel They Don't Preach by Evangelist Odins. As you listen, remain blessed.
Salvation is the process of being saved, but it is not a singular event. Salvation is like a manual vehicle. The more you engage the gears, the more you speed up. Let me shock you. No Christian is forever or fully saved yet. The doctrine of once saved, forever saved is a deception. Satan uses his agents, false prophets, and teachers to deceive you into believing that salvation cannot be lost or that once saved is forever saved, simply to make you continue in sin. You must not forget what the Bible explicitly says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. If you are still committing sin, you are not of God, regardless of what any preacher tells you. If you continue to sin under the guise of grace, you are mocking God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Jesus himself warned us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. Salvation is a practice you must continue forever. As long as you are alive, you are not fully saved. You are pre-saved or in the process of salvation. Anyone who tells you that once you are saved, you are forever saved is deceiving you. And that deception will mislead many people to hell. The mystery of salvation is more complex than a chemical reaction. You will need the revelation of the word. Some pastors may want you to go to hell because they too are going there. However, if a pastor is truly from God and preaches the true word, he will tell you the truth. You have your Bible with you. Do not let anyone deceive you. Say no to them. If you allow yourself to be deceived, it is your own business. On the last day, God will not have mercy on you just because you were deceived. You are responsible. Salvation requires your full attention. If you do not pay attention to salvation, Satan will buy your attention. Salvation is like an educational institution with different levels: primary school, secondary school, university. You cannot jump the process. You must work hard, read, study, and practice to pass each level to graduate. You cannot claim to be a graduate when it is not yet time for your graduation. Being fully saved means you have achieved eternal life. It means you have been raptured and entered heaven. To reach this graduation, you must diligently follow the three simple steps of salvation. Step 1, believe and accept Jesus. If you believe and accept Jesus Christ, you'll be saved from the power of Satan. Before salvation, the enemy blinds people to the truth, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Believing means you reject Satan and accept Jesus as your Lord. When you do this, God transfers you from darkness to light. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Again, you will be saved from perishing. When you give your life to him, he saves you from perishing, removes your name from the book of death and write it in the book of life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Again, you will receive the power to be a child of God. Being saved at this level does not mean that you receive eternal life yet. It means you are saved from Satan's power, saved from perishing, and given the power to become a child of God. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1, verse 12. How do you do this? Through confession. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It is now time you start making use of this right. Simply receiving Christ does not make you a mature Christian or fully qualified. You must take the next step. You will never make heaven if you do not enter the second step. Many are fake Christians because they stay here in step 1. You are close to a boom, but you must move forward. to eternity, from level 1 to level 2 until you graduate. Step 2, obey God's word and be baptized. When you obey God's word, put off your earthly nature and are baptized, you enter the second level. Here is where your sins are washed away and you truly become a new creature. On this step 2, you will be saved from the power of sin. The power of sin is different from the power of Satan. When you are a sinner, you are a slave. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin." John chapter 8, verse 34. But when you obey God's word, you are saved from the power of sin. Satan can no longer compel you to commit sin, and your desire for sin will go away because grace now empowers you. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Again, be baptized and become a new creature. We have all sinned and come short the glory of God. We have all born in sin. When you enter the second level of salvation, you are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ and baptized by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. What passed away? Fornication, stealing, women dressing half naked has passed away. Men dressing carelessly or smoking has passed away. Other sins that must pass away include adultery, lying, fighting, drunkenness, idolatry, witchcraft, ungodliness, malice, envy, and pride, and all other sins that people commit. If you do not let these sins pass away, they will draw you back. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Baptism is the second level. In the kingdom of God, his will is done, and there are blessings for the people. Do not be baptized before obeying, otherwise it will be hard for you to obey. That is why some churches take you through teachings before baptism, to ensure you know what you are going into. Baptism is like initiation into the kingdom of God. Step 3, continue in holiness and endure to the end. The third level is to continue in holiness and righteousness, working out your salvation to the end. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, 12 to 13. In this step 3, you'll be fully saved from the second death and receive eternal life. You are not fully saved until you endure to the end of your life. That is when forever saved comes in. Salvation is not completed at confession, nor sealed by baptism. Anyone who claims to be forever saved while still alive is deceived. Full salvation is proven only at the end, when a man dies in righteousness. Until that moment, salvation must be worked out with fear and trembling. There are no shortcuts, no guarantees without endurance, and no crowns without warfare. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24, 13. Eternal life is not promised to beginners, but to finishers. It is granted only to those who remain faithful to the end. The second death is the final test. Those who overcome sin, the world, and the flesh will escape it. Those who do not will be destroyed by it, regardless of what they once professed. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. This is the truth many refuse to preach. Salvation is a lifelong battle, and only those who endure, overcome, and die in righteousness will be fully saved. You must be a conqueror. Ask yourself, what is your level of salvation? In conclusion, this is your final warning. There is no excuse on the judgment day. God will not ask you how popular your church was, how anointed your pastor sounded, or how comfortable your Christianity felt. He will ask whether you obeyed him. Many are already condemned, not because they never heard the truth, but because they rejected it. They preferred a gospel that entertained them rather than one that transformed them. They choose comfort over conviction, popularity over purity, and religion over righteousness. Stop deceiving yourself. Heaven is not cheap. Grace is not a license to sin. Mercy is not permission to live carelessly. God is patient, but he is not foolish. What you sow, you will reap. The road to life is narrow, not crowded. Anyone telling you otherwise is a liar. No matter how anointed they appear, Jesus never promised ease. He promised a cross. If your Christianity has no cross, it has no Christ. You must examine yourself daily. Kill sin, or sin will kill you. If you make peace with sin, you have declared war on God. No sinner enters heaven unchanged. No rebel inherits eternal life. Run from Satan, or Satan will run your life. This generation loves miracles, but hates repentance. They want blessings without holiness, crown without endurance, and heaven without obedience. It will not work. God cannot be mocked. Today, decide whom you will serve. Strip yourself of excuses. Repent deeply. Obey fully. Endure faithfully. Finish strong. Because in the end, only one thing will matter. Will you overcome, or will you be overcome? He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. Anything less than full obedience is rebellion. Anything less than endurance is failure. Anything less than holiness will not see the Lord. If you are touched by this message and are willing to change, willing to give your life to Jesus, willing to strip all excuses off your life and follow him to the end, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today, acknowledging that I cannot save myself. I ask for grace to not just start this journey, but to endure to the very end. Open my eyes to the truth of your word and deliver me from every deception of the enemy. I choose to lay down every weight of sin, every earthly nature, and every disobedience that tries to hold me back. Empower me to work out my salvation with fear and trembling, so that on the last day I will not be found wanting, but fully saved in your eternal kingdom. Amen. The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Download more messages at www.evangelistodience.com. You can also follow Evangelist Odense on social media at Evangelist Odense. Thank you, and remain blessed.